Well, Merry Christmas. We welcome you to our Christmas Eve communion service. So excited to be together to sing the songs of Christmas and to remember the very purpose that our Lord came and to celebrate what He's done in our lives. So we welcome you. Trust that your heart is prepared to enjoy the time together to worship the Lord and just to tune our hearts to really sing His praise in this season. Join me as we begin. Let's pray together. Our Father, our hearts are filled with joy on this day as we anticipate tomorrow and Christmas, as we anticipate the opportunity to once again remember in a new and fresh way the expression of your love, that you sent your only Son into the world as one of us to dwell among us. And Lord, we thank you for the reason that He came that we can remember even in the Lord's table. So Lord, we come to you this afternoon with hearts eager to worship. I pray that you would help us in this time to truly center our souls in the person of Christmas, in our Lord Jesus Christ, and that our hearts would be filled with true adoration and true worship as we sing together and as we take the Lord's table together. Thank you for this time again. Thank you for this season. And Lord, thank you most of all for the gift of all gifts, the indescribable gift, the gift of your Son. And it's in His name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together this afternoon as we sing.
Angels, we have heard on high, speak.
At this time, Lauren Dunphy and Kirsten Bigelow come to sing a duet for us, Once Upon.
Once upon a midnight clear, heaven's song broke through the air. Peace and goodwill toward men, born now in Bethlehem.
Once upon a bed of straw, slept the sovereign Son.
Thank you, ladies. Let's stand together once again.
Still we see thee rise.
be seated. Nair De Leon comes now to play for us on the saxophone, O Holy Night.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Mayor. Let's stand together once again as we sing. be seated. At this time, Naomi Thompson comes to sing for us, "Love Came for Me."
If you had not come, willing, spotless lamb, my sin would be too much for you to take me as I am. But all the blood of Christ that washes over me, flowing from your hands, your feet, I don't have to worry where I'd be, 'cause love came for me. Love rescued me. Love called my name. Love took my place. Sweet
Well, thank you so much, Naomi. So beautifully done. Wonderful, wonderful lyrics. Last Sunday, we read together Matthew's account of the birth of Christ. It's from the perspective of Joseph, Mary's husband. Tomorrow, Lord willing, I want to read Luke's account of the birth of Christ, which is from Mary's perspective. But there's another account of the birth of Christ that is given to us in the scripture that is from neither of his earthly parents. It's actually from the perspective of God himself. And that's the introduction to John's gospel. And I just want you to listen as I read it. If you have a copy of God's word with you, you can follow along. Otherwise, just listen. And can I encourage you to do something? Listen as though you'd never heard it before. Because here is the message of Christmas from the perspective of God himself, given to us through the Apostle John that Jesus selected to write. Listen to these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus the Messiah. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him." And then a few verses later, John shares those words that the song we just heard are based on, where he saw Jesus coming and he said this, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That's really what we celebrate. And that's why we take of the Lord's table when we come to celebrate the birth of Christ. In some ways, for many, they seem disconnected. Why would we celebrate Jesus' birth by celebrating his death? And the reason is because that's why he came. In fact, we all have our favorite Christmas passages, but this passage in John points my mind to my favorite Christmas passage. It's not found in the Gospels. It's found in Paul's letter to the Galatians when he writes this, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order that he might redeem those who are under the law, so that we might receive the adoption as sons and daughters." That's why he came, to redeem those who are under the law, under its obligation. We're responsible to obey God. We're responsible to keep his law. He made us. He gives us everything. He sustains our lives. And we're responsible to obey him, but we don't. Scripture calls that sin. And because of sin, we have no hope. But God sent forth his Son to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive the adoption as God's sons and daughters. That's what we celebrate at Christmas time. That's why he came. The baby in a manger was destined for the cross of Calvary because he came for that purpose. And that's why we celebrate the Lord's table, because it reminds us of why he came at all. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, if you have repented of your sins and you have placed your faith solely in him as your only hope of eternity, and if you're not walking in open patterns of sin that flaunt the forgiveness you claim, then the Lord's table is for you. Jesus said, "Remember me in this way." And so if you're a Christian, if you've repented and believed in Jesus, you follow Jesus Christ, he is your Lord, then this is for you to remember him in this Christmas season. Take a moment now and prepare your heart as the men come to service. Our Father, we thank you that as we've just heard so beautifully sung, that love came, that you demonstrated your own love toward us, and that while we were sinners, while we were still your enemies, you sent your only Son into the world to redeem us so that you could adopt us as your own sons and daughters. Father, thank you for the many in this room who have experience that very reality, who know you through your Son, who have a relationship with you day in and day out because of what you've done in Jesus Christ. Father, it is our joy, our delight to celebrate Christmas because it's the reminder of why he came as a Savior. Lord, we thank you for the words of the angel on that Christmas day. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Lord, that is the affirmation of our hearts. That is the passion of our lives, to know and to follow Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And because of that, it's our joy tonight to remember his birth by celebrating what he would accomplish 33 and a half years later when he became our Savior and rescued us. Lord, we thank you. And as we come to this wonderful reminder of our Lord's sacrifice for us, the bread representing his body broken in our place, his blood remembered in the fruit of the vine, that he poured out his life in death, in the violent death of a substitute, a sacrifice, the innocent one in the place of the guilty, so that we could be reconciled to you, so that you could forgive us and still be a just judge. Lord, we thank you that more than that, because of that forgiveness, you have become our Father. And now as we come to take of the Lord's table, Lord, we confess our sins to you. Those of us who know and love you, Lord, we freely confess those things in our lives that dishonor you, that bring you grief. Lord, sins of thought and word and deed. Things that we should have done that we failed to do, and things that you have forbidden that we did anyway. Father, forgive us, cleanse us. Give us a new and fresh resolve to follow Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, whose birth we celebrate tomorrow. And receive our worship through this simple act in the picture of the bread and the fruit of the vine. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As the men pass the bread, let's sing together.
Thank you. light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see the beauty that made this heart.
On the night before his crucifixion, our Lord gave all of us who are his followers a way to remember him, a way to think about the reason he came, the reason for his birth. That night he was celebrating the Passover with his disciples, and he took the elements of the Passover, the bread that was often taken in conjunction with the Passover celebration, as well as the wine that was there on the table in front of him, and he blessed them to new purposes. Rather than remembering the redemption of God's people from Egypt, the slavery of Egypt so long ago in the Exodus, he said, I want you from now on to remember the redemption that I will purchase tomorrow with my own blood. That's what these elements remind us of. In the words of John 1, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the words of Paul in Galatians 4, he was born of a woman. He was one of us. He is one of us. As you've heard me say so many times, Jesus Christ is just like you in his humanity except for sin. He's everything you are except for sin. He truly became one of us and lived among us. And then he offered his perfection, his perfect life in our place, so that God could be just and forgive our sins, so that he could redeem us. And the ultimate purpose of that, so that God, the judge, could not only forgive us, but adopt us as his own sons and daughters. So that bread represents the body of Jesus Christ. This is the way Paul expressed it. The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's remember him together. Our Father, we thank you for the bread. We thank you for the amazing reality that we celebrate in this season, that the Word, the eternal Word, your eternal Son, equal with you in every way, added to himself full and complete humanity and became one of us. And he lived here for 33 and a half years, living life in a fallen world, experiencing all that we experience, and then having lived that life perfectly, he was qualified to stand in our place and to absorb your eternal wrath against our sins. Lord, we thank you that on the cross, you treated Jesus as if he had lived our sinful lives, so that forever you could treat us as if we'd lived his life of perfection. Lord, we thank you for the gospel. We thank you for this beautiful reminder, even as we eat the bread, that we have partaken by faith in the work of Jesus Christ for us. We thank you for him. We thank you for sending him. We thank you for his great work of redemption. We pray it in his name. Amen. As the men pass the cup, let's continue to sing.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his own. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my
That's exactly what that juice that you hold in your hand points to. In fact, as we sang that, I couldn't help but think of another expression the Lord gave us of why He came. In Mark chapter 10, verse 45, He said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." And then He adds this, "I came to give my life as a ransom in the place of many." That's what this represents. In fact, here's how He described it to His disciples on that night. He also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." In other words, Jesus was saying exactly what John said at the beginning of his gospel. Behold, what John the Baptist said in John's gospel, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That's what this reminds us of. This is how He redeemed us, by pouring out His life and death in our place as our substitute. He said, "Do this to remember me." Let's remember Him together. Our Father, we thank You for the cup, and we're so grateful today as we anticipate the celebration of the birth of Christ tomorrow that He came to give His life as a ransom in the place of many, to satisfy Your justice so that You could forgive our sins, so that You could adopt us as Your sons and daughters. Father, we thank You for the Lamb of God, Your Lamb, the one You chose, the one You picked, the one You offered for us. Lord, we thank You on this Christmas Eve for our Lord Jesus Christ, that there has been born for us a Savior who is Christ the Lord. We thank You, we praise You. Help us this evening and tomorrow as we gather with family and friends, as we gather tomorrow for worship. Lord, may You center our hearts in Him. Lord, help us to set aside all of the distractions, all of the things that are even the traditions in our lives, if they in any way cloud the picture and the reality of why Christ came and who He is. May we worship Him, our Redeemer. We pray it in His name. Amen. Well, I hope that as you celebrate with your family and friends, you'll remember what we picture, what the Lord pictures in this table that we've taken together. It's become a tradition here for us to sing on Christmas Eve a song that's an older song, but it brings the truth to bear of why He came. So we're going to sing it together. And you'll be dismissed. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Seth comes now to lead us.
Let's stand together as we close.
Jesus, my Redeemer. believing your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit.
You are dismissed.